Welcome to today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. Today, I'm joined by farmer Stan Bialecki, who raises vegetables hydroponically and otherwise at Bialecki Farm in northern Wayne County. Our chef today is Jamie Stunkard of Nature's Grace, a health food store in Honesdale with a fantastic lunch counter. Today's main ingredient is zucchini, as well as other summer squashes. Stan, really excited to have you here because, like we said, you do grow hydroponically, but not necessarily the zucchini. First of all, why don't we start off talking a little bit about what zucchini is and maybe then why you don't grow it hydroponically.
Zucchini is in the pumpkin family. It's a summer squash. It's generally eaten small-sized, although some people like them bigger. It can be used in breads and other things like that. It needs to be pollinated. It's fairly easy to grow and quite productive.
And you said this is one crop that you don't grow hydroponically on your farm. Can you talk about why?
Zucchini is pretty easy to grow, number one. It doesn't have a large nutrient requirement. And it's a what you would say a medium length crop. A short-term crop is really good in the hydroponic because you can get a fast turn so you can produce a lot rapidly. Or a really long-term crop is good in the hydroponic because you can maintain nutrient over a real long period of time. But with something like zucchini, it may be a 2.5 month crop and it takes up valuable space in the greenhouse that could be used more productively otherwise.
Now, you do grow hydroponically, and let's talk about what exactly that means.
Hydroponic is using man-made fertilizers and water instead of organic soil for nutrient for the plants.
Many years ago, a fellow who always had a home garden, always grew squash, he told me once that you grow squash to get even with your neighbors. Why is it people grow so much squash? Do they underestimate the yield? Is that what's going on?
Yes, they underestimate the yield. And squash, it starts off very slow. And for the home gardener, where they're really only checking their garden like every weekend, maybe they go out there on Saturday. Farmer like us, we pick the squash every 2 days. If you wait that third day, they go from 6-inch squash to 12 to 14 inch squash. You just get many, many, many more pounds and pounds of squash rather than high quality small squash. That's what people want for eating in salads and stuff like that.
Walk us through what you do with squash, like from day one.
Now, we do grow the zucchinis inside an unheated high tunnel, our first crop of squash. So we start those about the last week in April. We start them in pots and we put them in the greenhouse. Now, that's a heated greenhouse. And, you know, here we still have frost until June. So we start them in the pots. And then about 2 weeks later, we'll move them into the unheated high tunnel and we'll plant them. And we'll use row covers to keep them covered if we get those cold nights. And we keep it closed at night and it keeps them warm. And then we'll get our first zucchini on the plants right around June 1st. Now, that's when you would be planting them outside in our region. So we have that crop for a longer period of time. And then about 2 weeks into when we start harvesting, we plant the other crop outside, and then we have a continuous supply of zucchini for market.
And through a big portion of the season.
We'll have the whole season because what happens now is in only 4 weeks, it's going to start getting cool at night. Those outside zucchini will slow down and they'll produce into October.
Growing hydroponically, using your high tunnels, you're not really tied to those seasons as we know them.
Not as much. We're more tied to the sun hours than the temperature outside. The temperature really doesn't mean anything because you can heat. But with the sun hours, April 15th is just as sunny as September 15th. Now in August, we think August, so much sun and so much light. Well, it's just the same in April as it is now. So the crop responds the same in April as it does in August. With the greenhouse growing, it's much easier to grow earlier in the spring when we have sun than in October when the sun is going away, even though it's actually warmer.
What are some of the other advantages you find in farming hydroponically, other than the extended season?
As far as an ecological standpoint, we can utilize land that would otherwise be unsuitable for row crops. In our area in particular, if you're going to do soil growing, that ends up you're either in or very close to the areas next to the river bottoms and the river edges. And that's our most sensitive environmental area in this region. And so I don't have to be by that at all. I can be anywhere I want.
We often talk about flavor profile and the importance of all those micronutrients and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about flavor profile when you're growing hydroponically?
A lot of people would compare it to the old hothouse tomato from Florida from back in the 80s, for instance. The difference is they were grown in the middle of winter. They were picked green. They were shipped 1,000 miles, and then they gassed them to make them turn red. Our tomatoes are grown when they have the highest amount of sun with the best nutrient possible and picked vine ripe. Right. So it's a completely different product. It's not the same. That vine ripe picking is what makes the difference, in my opinion.
Right now, you are involved in the Wayne County and the Hawley Farmers Market?
We do the Hawley Farmers Market and we do the Berryville Farmers Market.
And that's really it, right? That's where you sell all your vegetables.
Yeah, in summertime, yep. In summertime, we do that. In wintertime, we do the market at the Cooperage and we do the Calcoon Farmers Market. So yeah, we sell all of our vegetables local.
Well, thank you. Stan Bialecki. He's a hydroponic and otherwise farmer up in the northern part of the county at Bialecki Farm. Thank you so much. It's time now to move on to our foodie, who today is Jamie Stunkard, who many people may very well know from the Nature's Grace Natural Foods Store. Can you tell us just a little bit about Nature's Grace before we get started on zucchini?
Oh, thank you, Mickey. Our store's been here in town since 1981, so we've seen a lot of changes through town. But our ongoing goal is kind of be a presence for the community, for Whole Foods, and kind of all the things that support a healthy lifestyle. We kind of take a little step farther because we do have a deli. It is a vegetarian deli, and we are continually exploring ways to rope people into eating healthy food.
When you are going to make something with zucchini or summer squashes, what's the first thing you do when you're going to prepare them?
First, you need to consider just all the different options that a chef has at his fingertips preparing vegetables. And it's kind of the whole range from roasting, grilling, stir frying, putting it in stews. And of course, with zucchini, you can also just have it raw. So we actually will shred it and put it in our salads. You can pickle it. So it's just the whole range. Like Stan was saying, right now, it's kind of the perfect storm for all the vegetables coming out of everyone's garden. And then right in the middle of that perfect storm is this tsunami of zucchini. And so we're kind of thinking of all sorts of ways to use it now at the store since we have so much to use. Actually, just today, I made some ratatouille, which is real traditional, kind of a thick French stew, which traditionally is just using all the vegetables that are coming out at this time of year. And typically it includes things like eggplant, zucchini, red peppers, tomatoes, fresh basil. And you're just putting it all together in a nice thick stew. And it's wonderful. Cook a little red wine in there. Another interesting thing we have is a shredder. It's a little bit different than your little steel shredder that most people have in their kitchens. And it's one that actually makes things that are more almost like a noodle. We do it with our carrots, but it works really well with zucchini. And you make a kind of a fun little something that's a little bit more interesting shape. It could actually be like a noodle where you could steam it and then just put a marinara sauce on top.
You're trying to get away from the carbs, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to get away from carbs and people are trying to get away from gluten. And
now I understand you make some zucchini fritters.
That's going to be coming up. And actually, we do it a little bit different because, you know, typically zucchini fritters, it's kind of a batter and we put the batter in the waffle iron. And it's a savory dish, just like you would potato fritters or potato latkes. We can serve it with sour cream and applesauce. And so it's not so greasy because lots of times when you're making fritters, they're just kind of floating in oil, floating in grease. And a lot of people are trying to get away from them.
What a great idea with the waffle iron, though. Might even work in a panini press.
Panini press, anything like that. Falafel's kind of fun because it has those little holes. I'd say it gets a little crispier. Little note, when you do get your squash out of the garden, be sure and wash it and clean it a little bit. Like Stan was saying, you know, give it one day and you'll have an extra 3 or 4 inches on your zucchini. It's going to taste totally different. When they get really large, they're full of seeds and the seeds are kind of fibrous. I mean, you can eat them if you want. I like to use those kind of zucchini for stuffing and I'll cut them in half and take out the seeds in the center and then bake it with the stuffing. And then also those larger ones, you can also use those for making those noodles I was telling you about where you shred them. But the smaller ones are the good ones for stews and for stir fries and grilling and roasting.
No, since people generally do have an overabundance of zucchini and summer squashes, can you freeze them? And do you have any tips on how we would do that?
Oh, yeah, good point, because you're going to have more zucchini than you can use. You can cut it into chunks, and generally you just kind of blanch it, which would mean dipping it in boiling water for a couple minutes, draining well. I try to get as much water as I can from it, which would mean like you could even put it on a towel to dry it out well. And then putting it in freezer bags or some kind of a freezer container. Personally, I have one of those vacuum sealers, which really works great. You put the zucchini in it and you vacuum seal it and it just keeps really well in the freezer. But you can kind of do that yourself with freezer bags, pack the zucchini in there and squeeze out as much of the air as you can and put a straw in there, seal it up right to the edge of the straw and then suck out as much air as you can and pull out the straw and seal it up. So you could also grate it up and put it in freezer bags like that as well. That'll keep for those long, cold winters.
Absolutely. Put it in a stew in the middle of January. That's what you do with it. Stan Bialecki from Bialecki Farms. Jamie Stunkard, our foodie from Nature's Grace. It's a health food store and deli on Main Street in Honesdale. We're so grateful for both of you for being with us. Some great interviews today. Thanks again. Thanks. And joining me now is Carol Kinnear, the dietitian and the community health manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital, Wayne Memorial Health System. She joins us pretty much every week to talk about the place of today's main ingredient in a healthy, balanced diet. Today, we're talking about zucchinis and other summer squashes. Zucchini is the curse that you put on your neighbors when you grow it, because there's so much laying around. And a gentleman I used to know used to say, you put it on their porch, you put it in their car, their mailbox, in their wheelbarrow, wherever you can find a spot to put the zucchini, extra zucchini, right?
That's right. And Mickey, I'm glad to be on the show today. And when you're saying all that, I'm chuckling because on my coworker's desk this morning, there was two zucchinis sitting right there. And I'm like, who are they for? I'm like, okay, because I have a lot at home. This year, I planted just two plants. They grow in abundance, which is actually great. Zucchini is a very versatile vegetable. You can use it in just about any recipe. When they want to try and avoid carbohydrates, pasta is one food that is higher in carbohydrates. One way to reduce that in a meal, like you can take a zucchini and make zoodles out of them. You have these little gadgets now that you can do by hand. You stick the zucchini on, twirl it a couple of times, and you have basically vegetable pasta, which is so awesome to eat and so healthy for you. When you have those large zucchinis, you can cut them in half and scoop out those seeds. And then when you have that shell of that big zucchini, you can stuff it and you can, you know, make a nice complete meal out of that. It is also low in calories. One cup of raw zucchini is only 60 calories. There's actually 8 grams of fiber in one cup, which is considered a high amount of fiber, which can be beneficial for heart health because it can help lower your cholesterol level. We also talked in the past about gut health. Fiber is really important to keep our gut healthy. One cup of pasta averages probably somewhere between 120 to 160 or 80 calories. I really like making those zoodles out of zucchinis, and I make shrimp scampi over it. Can even make it with tomato sauce and throw some meatballs on there. Even doing like a pasta primavera with more vegetables. Besides being low in calories, high in fiber, it also is loaded with vitamin C, vitamin B6. It's good for our immune health, our skin health, because those are high antioxidant vitamins. It's also high in vitamin A, which is good for our eye health. So all of these things, you know, packed together makes it a really, really nutritious food.
You can learn more about today's main ingredient and our guests, as well as find some delicious recipes on the web at seedsgroup.net and look for the Today's Main Ingredient page or visit todaysmainingredient.org. This program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living in today's world. Today's Main Ingredient is made possible in part by grants from the Greater Pike Community Foundation, the Wayne Pike Farm Bureau, Overlook Estate Foundation, and is sponsored by Fertile Valley Farms and Wolf Spring Farms. Two local farms working together. Call 410-961-0413.